Hey, GWAers, what's up? So, I'm verified now. I'm like a real person. It's awesome. And I'm recording this at least at 2 a.m. I don't know when I'll post it. We'll see. And we're gonna do a mixer, because that's how life rolls. That's how life rolls, bruh. That's how life rolls. So, this is Mrs. Yummy Mixer Questionnaire. And let go. Oh! Also, if you hear weird noises in the background, I made a bowl of ravioli and I'm currently eating it because I'm an adult, kiddos, and I'm eating organic ravioli for children at 3 a.m., 2 a.m. Pardon. Yep. Doing life right, guys. Doing life right. Okay. So the first question is, do post tags matter or do you just read the title? I read the tags because there's a lot of people, and especially some of the GWAs that I'm kind of like in love with. They tend to mostly do like theatrical titles, so then if I don't read the tags, then I'm just like, didn't know this was about rape. Like, I'm okay with that, but like, you gotta know, you know? So yeah, so it's a really big deal. Do you have a Gone Wild audio crush? I have a lot of them. Like, a lot of them. Like, an uncomfortable amount of them. And they're all like British men. And half of them do like DDLG porn, and the other half do rape porn. And I feel like that's a really weird contrast, but like, that is me. So, like, yeah. Like, I love Anshashat, which he doesn't post that often, but like in my little folder of erotic audios on my phone, I have him. He has one where he like has sex with a student, and I literally wrote Snape fucks a student because he sounds like Snape. Like, he sounds like Alan Rickman. Like, it's uncomfortable. Like, it's really like, I have like a minor crush on, I have a crush on like Alan Rickman's voice, but not Alan Rickman himself. So the fact that like Anshashat has Alan Rickman's voice, I'm like, yeah, let's go. Because, you know, I'm weird. Yep. What is the most embarrassing slash funny sexual experience you've had alone with somebody else? Okay, so when I was in high school, I was in theater. Well, I'm still in theater because I major in theater, but that's not the point. But I was in theater, and me and this guy that I was like kind of, I don't know, we made out like 4 times. It was weird. I didn't like him that much, but yeah, so let that happen. But we were upstairs in the light booth of the theater, and if you don't know anything about theaters, there's like a catwalk and then there's a light booth, and like the catwalk is like where you like actually walk out above the audience, and you like there's the like lights by hand, and then you can like switch out like gels or colors on the lights and like all that good jazz. And then there's a light booth where you like sit there in your high and mighty chair and you press a few buttons and turn the lights on. So that's where we were. We were in the light booth during lunch because we theater kids often just ate in the we often ate in the what is it? Ah, theater, because we didn't like people, so we ate in the theater. Me and him snuck up to the light booth and we were like making out. And the way ours was set up is like there's a concrete floor where like all everything was, and then like there was like the small step up where like the actual like control panel was, where you could, in this giant glass window where you could like see out. And like it wasn't that big of a step, like it was like barely like a foot off, like not even a foot off. It was like half a foot, but like whatever. And so he was like 6'4". I'm 5'7". So I'm standing up on this to like get closer to his face while making out. And so I like wrap my leg around his waist and I pull him towards me, and I'm like, yeah. And like, I'm totally up for it. And like, I thought he was gonna like grab my other leg. So I like kind of like jumped for it. And at the same time I jumped for it, he let me go. And then I just kind of like slowly fell to the floor. And like, it didn't hurt at all, but I was just kind of laying there and I was like, wow, you're a fucking dick. And he's like, are you okay? I'm like, yeah. And he's like, can you give me a blowjob now? And I'm like, no, motherfucker, I can't give you a blowjob because my mouth is currently crying the tears that my soul is producing. So, And that's the story of
hell.
So, yeah. Is lying wrong or white lies okay? I do white lies a lot. So I'm going to go with yes. But, like, not because I'm a bad person, but because, like... And sometimes they're just polite. And, like, I grew up in Minnesota, which is the most, like, passive-aggressive fucking place ever. So you will be like, oh, no, Janice, your parka looks fine. When, like, you hate her parka. Like, just tell Janice you hate her parka. But, like, sometimes people would, like, I don't do that because that's really stupid to me. Like, look good. Try hard. But, like, people would do really small things to, like, be polite. And I'm like, okay, that... And also, okay, a combination of, like, being raised in a super passive-aggressive place and being raised in a super Christian place, I am just all, like, polite passive-aggressivism. Passive-aggressivism. So, like, I'm very okay with white lies. I'm like, well, I just don't want to tell her that. And I also believe in admission by lying. I am a very strong believer in that. What is the fastest way to get you to come? Not that I've tested this or anything, but there's a guy, and he did this to me one day, and I don't know what the fuck happened, but I pretty much fucking came. So he's an art student. I'm in the studio with him, like, sitting next to him while he's actually arting, being a little fuck thing that I am. And so I'm sitting next to him, fucking with him, and he's like, And he's like, come here. And, like, I fuck with him all the time. And he, like, he knows about my submission, like, my BDSM. Like, most people don't. But, like, he fully knows. And we've had, like, long conversations about it. And so, like, he knows. And, like, he makes fun of me. But, like, in a really loving way. So, like, I don't, like, take offense. But he makes fun of me about it. And he has, like, this specific dom voice he uses when he's, like, fucking with me. And he wants me to just do something without me complaining. And so he, like, uses his dom voice. And he's like, come here. And I'm like, what? And I, like... And I end up, like, straddling his leg. And then he, like, pulls me towards him with one arm and, like, starts, like, lightly choking me with the other one. It turns into, like, full-on choking later, but yeah. And he's choking me, and then he starts, like, bumping his leg up and down. And I'm wearing, like, this dress, and I have a habit of not wearing underwear because I'm a whore when I wear really short dresses because I'm, like, if a rich older man saw me, I could get paid. No, I started doing this when I was, like, 14 when it was illegal. But, like, hey, you know, you got to start young to be a good hoe. You got to start young. And he did that, and I got off in, like, a minute. So, like, that's a thing. That's a real thing. So, yeah. Okay. What do you prefer to be called or say... Daddy, sir, master, kitten, baby girl, slut, etc., etc. I like being called slut. No. You know what? No, I'm a fucking queen. I like being called princess or queen. When I sleep with girls, I like calling them slut. When I sleep with guys, I like calling them daddy. Or, I'm really into teacher fantasy, so I did have one guy where... Our entire relationship, I called him Mr. X. X stands for something, but I'm not going to say it because I'm a good fucking person. But yeah. But I like being called kitten. I like being called princess, like really soft names, even if you're like really rough with me. Like I would be the person to be in a master slave relationship and I'd be like, you better still call me fucking queen. Like treat me like shit, but still call me queen because I'm that person. But I really like the soft names. And also, I was reading this book. I think it was Priest by Sierra Simone. I think that's what it's called. And he called the girl he was involved with Lamb. And I was like, that's so cute. Like, I want to be called Lamb. Like, I really, really want to be called Lamb. I actually want to be called Lamb Chop. Which, like, I would... Because, like, Lamb Chop's Play Along, if any of you know that show, that was, like, the show of my childhood. Like, I... watch that show constantly, and whenever I nanny, I make kids watch that show, because I'm like, you're gonna experience some good fucking children's programming, kiddos. So yeah, I want to be called Lamb Chop. That's not a part of it, but I'm shit, so yeah. Are you more of a moaner, screamer, grunter, growler, or silent? I'm a moaner and a screamer and a growler. And then I started doing this weird thing where when I'm like right about to come, I'll giggle. I'll like fucking laugh. Like, okay, like this guy was like fingering me the other like month. Oh my God, I need to get laid. The other month. Ugh. And he was like fingering me and I was like really close and I started laughing. I just started laughing my fucking ass off. And then I've been like masturbating recently and like it keeps happening. Like every time I'm like about to come, I'm like, oh, like I'm in there. I'm in the throes of passion. Like me and Owen Gray are like going to fucking town. I'm like, oh, oh, oh. And then I'm just like, ah! And I just start laughing my fucking ass off. And it's really weird. It's really, really, really weird. It's to a point where I was masturbating. Like, I'm really good at, like, masturbating on the DL. But my roommate was like, oh, what were you watching on Netflix? You were laughing your ass off for, like, 5 minutes. And I was like, whoop, there it is. Like, it was really awkward. And I was like, okay. So, we won't be telling you about this. So, yep. Do you consider hair pulling sexy? Yes, yes, I do. Not recently. This is like a year and a half ago. Let me stop. I cut my hair, like, super short in a half feminist, half, like, black power thing. I was like, I'm going to cut my hair. Cut it. So it's, like, short. It was short. It's, like, kind of long now. But I'm really into hair pulling. But my hair is not long enough to do the, like, ponytail wraparound, which is what I really like. My hair used to be, like, down to my waist before I cut it because, you know, I'm stupid. Why would I cut it? And, like, guys would, like, wrap their hand around their arm around my hair. And I was like, yeah. And, like, that's not a thing anymore. So, like, tears. Tears for days, really. Like, gosh dang. But, you know, hair pulling. Hair pulling is pretty gooch. Do you enjoy bondage? Yes. Do you enjoy hot wax? I've never done a scene with hot wax, but I know I like hot wax because one day, like the first time, this is like fetus me in like freshman year of high school. I was like, what's wax play? I don't know how the fuck I found out about any of this shit. I think it's because I read so much. And I would read shit that I shouldn't read all the time. I would, like, hide in the library and, like, steal dirty books. Like, that was me. I was that kid. And I would, like, hide in corners. But, like, I read somewhere and it was, like, wax play. And I was like, the fuck is wax play? Like, I don't think it's called wax play. But, like, you know. You know. And I was like, I'm going to try it out. Because, like, I love candles. I have a million candles. So, like, I took one of the million candles and started pouring it on my skin. And I was like, okay. I can tell there's something sexual supposed to, like I knew in that moment, I was like, okay, so something sexual is supposed to go with this, or else like you're just pouring fucking wax on yourself. Like, it didn't exactly hurt or anything. Like, I still, like, the initial contact was like, oh, slight pain? But then, like, most of it was like, ah, okay, whatevs. So, yeah, we're gonna say in the future, yes. So, yeah. Have you ever been with someone older than you? LOL. Fun story. When I was 14, I went on a date with a 44-year-old and gave him a blowjob in the middle of Central Park. Whoop. Yeah. So we're just going to say yes to that. Would you ever kiss someone of the same sex? I am bisexual, so yes. Have you ever tried anal? Nope. Have you ever been double penetrated? Nope. Would like to. Have you ever had sex in public? Haven't had sex. Done a lot of oral and shit, though. So yeah. Do you like being handled roughly? Yes, but in a way where I realize that you respect me, but you want to ravish my cunt like I'm a whore. That should be a quote on Pale Tumblr. I am Pale Tumblr. You are welcome, children of GWA. You are very much so welcome. Very much so. Also, review/product plug. This is some bomb-ass fucking ravioli. This is like Annie's. This is so good. This is so good. Because my mom, I'm in college, she still sends me care packages. She works at an organic food company, and she'll just send me some organic food. Instead of freshman 15, I'm only like a freshman 13, so it's good. It's okay. It's great. I'm now a freshman. I don't know why. I am a freshman. No, I'm a senior. Not a senior, it's sophomore. Oh my God, I'm a dumbass. It's late. It's 2:30. Let's go. Are you very verbal in bed? Yeah.
I'd say yes.
Do you like receiving pain or giving it? I like receiving pain. I've been, like, playing around with, like, doming girls, though. So that's kind of a thing. Don't think I'm good at that thing. Or I don't think I can, like, be, like, a full-time 24/7 dom, but I feel like I'm a good top with girls. I don't think I can, like, dom girls, though. And there's a difference. What is your favorite item for spanking? I like rulers. Rulers are really nice. Rulers also give guys or girls time. I like somebody who has spanked, if you would ask me this, like, 2 years ago, I would have been like, hands for days. And then after, like, spanking a girl for, like, an hour, I was like, fuck no. This shit hurts. I had to, like, fucking put Vaseline on my hand and, like, not use it. Which looked really weird. Like, weird. I looked weird. So, I'm into rulers. I like spatulas. Spatulas are pretty cool. So, yeah. Yep. Cool. What's the worst pain porn? What's the worst porn you have watched? Worst porn? I've watched a lot of bad porn. Because an attempt to find the weird shit that I'm... Like, I get in, like, moods. Like, I get in, like, random moods of, like, I want to watch, like, Asian girls get molested on trains, which are really interesting videos. Everyone should at least once watch a good 30-minute Asian molesting video, and it will be the most interesting shit you will ever watch. Like, oh my god. They're so weird to watch. They're really interesting. But, like, the weirdest porn? Wait a minute. Oh my god, I just thought of it. So, I don't know if any of you know, like, it's just a Tumblr blog named Mean Barbie, and it's, like, this Colombian gay guy who posts, like, really weird shit. I don't even know how to explain it. Like, if transsexual Barbie was a hooker, that's pretty accurate. So, yeah. And he reblogged this video that was so weird. And I remember the first time I saw it, I didn't even, like, get off to it. I was just, like, watching it. It was, like, the weirdest fucking thing. And it's, like, this small little black kid who, like, looks no older than, like, 8th grade. Has to be, like, can't even be, I don't know. Like, if he's in high school, he has to be a freshman. And he's, like, super short. Fucking, like, this, like, really tall, like, kind of overweight white woman. Like, not kind of overweight. Like, she was, like, obviously obese. Like, I'm trying to say this, like, not offensive, but just, like, very obese. And, like, the contrast of it was really weird. And, like, they both had all their clothes on. She had all her clothes on. And you could, like, just see, like, this giant sliver of, like, her pants pulled down in the back. And, like, him fucking her. And it's a... And they're standing up. And, like, they look like they're in, like, a playground, which is why I think they're, like, middle school. Because my middle school had a playground, but my middle school was also an elementary school. So, you know. But, like, I was watching it the first time, and I was like, this is weird as fuck. And then it was, like, this time, like, around this time, at, like, 2:30 to 4:30 is when I get in my weird porn center. And I was like, I'm gonna go find that video. And took a fucking hour to go find the video and got off to. Like, it's such a weird video to, like, get off to. And, like, it's not even a good video, but, like, shit happens. Life goes on. Like, it's like not even longer than a minute. Like, it's so weird. It's weird. It's really weird. This is a really good fucking ravioli. I'm so pleased with the world right now. Okay. What's the weirdest fetish you've ever heard of? Yawning. I was on Tumblr, and I follow a lot of cam girls. This wasn't even on my porn blog. This was just on my, like, normal one. But I still follow cam girls, because, like, cam girls reblog some pretty aesthetically pleasing shit. Like, let's be honest, don't fuck with the world. But, like, it was one of her gifts, like, it was her personal video. Like, she was like, hey, come by my video. And it was her in a bra and underwear. It was a really cute bra set, I'll give her that. And she was just yawning. And she was like, yawning kink. And I was like, okay. Like, I was really honestly trying to figure out the sexual attraction to yawning. Like, I mean, I get the whole, like, oh, she's stretching. But, like, I respect yoga kinks. Like, I only go to yoga for two reasons, and only one of them is the teacher. So, like, what's the other half of it? The hot-ass girl who's bending over in yoga pants. Like, yo. So, like, that's a thing. So, yeah. I guess that'd be the weirdest point I've heard of. Yeah. If you become a person of the opposite sex for a day, what would you do? I'd masturbate vigorously, which I feel like everyone on this site does. Everyone's like, I'm gonna masturbate vigorously. Da-da-da-da-da. Because, you know, we're weird little shits. Mm. But, yeah. I'd masturbate vigorously. I don't know. I'd get, like, a really nice tailored suit and then walk around and, like, boss people around. Because people respond to well-dressed men. Especially if their suits are properly tailored to their fucking legs. That's a pet peeve of mine. Shout out to me formerly wanting to be a fashion designer, and all of that knowledge is still somewhere floating around my head. But yeah, that's what I do. And I'd fuck a younger girl. Like, if I was like 30, I'd fuck an 18-year-old. Maybe 17, depending on the legal state. The age of consent in whatever state I'm in. We'll see. We'll see. I'm a rebel. I'm a rebel. So, you know. What do you wish you had invented? I'm a musical theater major, so this will be very hit home to that. But I wish I had, well, not invented, but written Book of Mormon, because that is genius show. I also wish I had written Phantom, not Phantom of the Opera, though also beautiful, and one of the two works by Andrew Lloyd Webber that doesn't make me want to shoot myself in the face. I wish I had written Phantom. It's the Yestin and Cobbett version, which is fucking gorgeous. And Les Mis, because I'm that bitch. Whoop. What's your most used phrase? I like using fuckboy a lot. I was in therapy the other day, and I was like, this guy is such a fuckboy. My therapist is like, what's a fuckboy? And I was like, you don't know what a fuckboy is? And he's like, no. And I'm like, well, like, he kind of dresses like you. Like, I just started going in on my therapist, TBH, because he dresses like a fuckboy. But that's not the point. I use fuckboy a lot. I use that's how it's gonna go, bruh. I think I've said it quite a few times, even just in this audio. Because if you haven't noticed, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm eating ravioli during this post. This is probably going to be a really ratchet affair. And I'm sitting here eating ravioli. And, like, half the time I'm like, I don't know, bruh. Bruh. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. We just wing it. We just wing it. So that's a phrase I use a lot. And it's going to be my last one because I feel like this video is getting super long. Where is it? I totally just lost it. What would you do in life if you did not need to work for money? Kind of what I'm doing now, because I'm still a dumbass who's going to be poor as fuck. I do theater. Theater is the only thing I'm good at. I'm really good at singing. I sound like an opera singer. TBH is the only thing I like about myself. Is my singing voice, not my talking voice. I hate my talking voice, so this video is ironic. And it makes me really happy doing theater, and I'm good at it, and you meet amazing people, and, like, I'm an introvert, but, like, I will willingly come out of my shell if you're also a theater kid, and we'll just, like, nerd out over Curious Savage together. Like, and if you want to have a deep conversation with me about plays that talk about a place you're stuck and you're actually in hell, I will have so many things to say about that, because I have, like, so many, like, feelings about that I love and hate, and, like, that's what I do with my life. Also, I'd write, which I also do. You know what? I'm going to do one that I'm not doing right now. I would become a stylist. I'm damn good at what I do. and I would become a stylist. So, that's a thing. Okay, so this video went really long. I'm really sorry. You didn't have to listen to this whole thing if you're here. If you're here, congrats. High five to you. We're going to high five in 3 seconds, so get your hand ready. One, two. Yeah, that was high-fiving. It's awesome. I really felt connected to you right there. Thanks, bruh. Thanks. Yeah, so I'm weird. You realizing I'm weird? Maybe you'll make it to the post where I'm coming. We'll see. So, yep. Yep. Bye.